So we decided we're going to do this Taisis. Let's just go over where we're holding in the Gemara. Basically, the Gemara had a question: is a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael says, but the Nizik Shaminin, Rabbi Akiva says, it's line, no boa, kosev, and a nigvos, and the Nizikim in Egypt. So the Gemara wanted to know what shot Rabbi Yishmael. The Havamina, they thought Rabbi Yishmael was saying, ochol chusha mishanim shmeina. The Gemara said it's not, doesn't make any sense in Svara. Why should you pay more than you damage? Then the Gemara has a different shot that it means that that if there's a suffake, then you have to pay me suffake. We weren't sure if it's only this case or every case of suffake. Okay, that was what we were discussing yesterday. That Rava disagreed with. He says that it is a principle of Amotzi Mechavei Haraya. So this is Xeris Akosa. Apparently that Rava held is not, didn't want to say that there's Xeris Akosa here. We try and avoid Xeris Akosa. But like we say, Paradumatic Xeris Akosa when it's going against the rules of the Torah. And therefore, the Gemara ends up that the Machlekes is in a case where the edges of the Nizik is like the Ziburas of the Mazik. So the edges is like the Ziburas of the Mazik. And Bohapligi, Rabbi Shmuel says, but the Nizik Shaminin, which means that you pay the edges of the Nizik, which is Ziburas of the Mazik. So it would be a not less in amount, but less in quality. And Rabbi Akiva says, but the Mazik Shaminin. Okay. So really it comes out that Rabbi Akiva is making you pay. Now, again, I mean, we use the word more, but it's, I know Sandy keeps on correcting me so correctly that it's not more, I know it's better. I don't know what the right word in English, but it's a higher payment in the Rabbi Akiva. Simon asked yesterday, so according to this, so how do you explain the lashon of lo boa kosev ela, which is mashma that Rabbi Akiva is being beiko? So we didn't really answer that. We left that on the back burner. Maybe we'll try and get to that today. I would like to try and get to that. So I did see that the Rashba has a kasha. So it's a little bit funny to get to that. I mean, what I was thinking is not what the Rashba said, I admit. So I don't know whether it's worthy to say it. But okay, we'll see. But that was a valid question. That what's the lashon of boa kosev? Pashup shot, the most simplest answer to Pesach's question is an Enochinami, according to the Gemara's Maskana. We have to be Daichik to Lashon. And what can you do? That's what the movement in the Gemara. That would be the most simple shot. The Havamina thought that it's Mashma and Rishmo was more Machmir. And that's why they thought of Rishmo was saying that you pay more than the Mazik. Mora says that can't be. So out of Hechruch, what can you do? The Gemara had to come out that Rabbi Shmuel was more Meiko. Aye, the Lashon. So we have to be Daichik the Lashon. That's the most Pashim shot. But we'll see if we can do better. Okay, so we're up to this Taisis. We decide we're going to skip to this Taisis. Kigain, Shoisa, Idyat, the Nizek, the Buddhist, the Mazik. Ibkala, Motsin, and Meimar. Taisis is bothered by a problem. Why did the Gemara say the opposite? That the edges of the Mazik is like the Buddhas of the Nizik. The edges of the Mazik is like the Buddhas of the Nizik. So that according to Rabbi Akiva, you can get away, which is paying the edges of the Nizik, which is a smaller amount. Well, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to pay the edges of the Nizik. And since the Mazik doesn't have anything like that, he would have to go buy. He would have to go be Matriach to sell his karka and buy edges on the level of the edges of the Nizik. Right, that would be Taibis's, that was Taibis's question. Why didn't the Gemara say the opposite case, that the edges of the Nizik is less? According to Rabbi, again, the word less is not exactly accurate. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're paying less. You're paying lower quality. You're just paying ijus of the nizik. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you have to pay more than ijus of nizik. How would that be? You'd have to go ahead and sell your property and buy or require ijus of the, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. According to Rabbi Akiva, You suffice with paying ijus of the nazik, according to Rabbi, which is less. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to pay ijus of the nizik, which is more. The mazik doesn't have that level ijus, so he would have to sell his property and acquire it. And Tavis doesn't say what's motivating this. Tavis is asking a question. Why did the Gemara say the opposite? So what's the question? Maybe they could. They said this. So the simple shot in Tavis is that it's just mashma from Tavis, that the Gemara only gives one case. It's only one case. But the preferable shot, maybe, is that Tavis feels that if you could give a case, then it's better, because since we pointed out, if Tavis himself said it in the last Tavis, that it's mashma and the loshen that Rabbi Akiva is being bagel. Tavis himself said that in the previous Tavis to explain why the Gemara had a Havamina in Shana Rabbi Shmuel the way it is. So Tavis's kasha is a much better kasha. Say Ipcha, and then you miyashev the Lashon Rabbi Akiva, because in the Ipcha Pshat, Rabbi Akiva is Mako. In the Pshat that the Gemara is saying, we don't have Rabbi Akiva being Mako. We have a problem with the Lashon. Either we have to say it's Lav Davka or whatever the Rashba answers, but there's a problem which you have to deal with, which you may be, even maybe dealing with it's Lav Davka, but it's whatever it is. But if you would say Tavis' suggestion, so then it would be, then you would have Rabbi Akiva would be more Mako. Okay, so that's Tavis' kasha. Okay, are we okay so far? Everyone's so quiet, everyone's muted, I don't know why, but all right. So the Ipcha lo motzi the meimar, the kule alma moide the mishayim and in Indian sheyesh lo, the answer of klikmos can I mean the common, ain't no enazi buddhas, kind of gave him enazi buddhas. So type his quotes in Gemara but later, on Zion of Abbas, that Eno that says beferish that if you only have ziburis, you don't have to go on and buy more. So you can't say that Pshat Rabbi Akiva is that you have to pay, that Pshat Rabbi Shmuel is that Rabbi Shmuel is that even though the ijus of the dizik is better than the ijus of the mazik, and the mazik has to go and acquire ijus of the dizik, because it's a befresh gemara later, ain't no enazibure, and then if you don't have, you don't have to require it. Okay. The befresh gemara later that says that you don't have to require it. So you can't say, again, you can't say that pshat in Rabbi Yishmael is that you would have to require the better. Okay. Okay. What do you people say? We're doing this little typhus. So we gotta. What do you people say about this typhus so far?
How does he explain the pasuk?
I don't know. I tell you, we didn't do the psukim yet. So I'd rather let's keep away from the psukim. Right, just stick with typhus. The psukim is later in the Gemara. I don't want to really go there.
And the raya that he brings from the Gemara over there.
Yeah.
And what if then, why can't we just say that over there it's talking when the Nizak also only has a Ziburis? And then Ben the Rabbi Shmuel, Ben the Rabbi Akiva, that's what you're supposed to collect.
No, because that's a whole din over there. Is that it says here, Beferish, you're supposed to pay more. It's Beferish. That's the whole case here, that you're really supposed to pay Ijus. But if you read on Dab Zion and Bays, it's a list. You're supposed to pay Ijus. But then if you only have ziburis, then you pay ziburis. It's pretty befarish in that it's a memra there, the bottom of Zion of Days. There's a very blatant question, one of the Rashiva's most favorite questions. One of Rashiva's most favorite questions.
Yes, what's the Havana?
Yeah, but he used to quote it from a little bit better with Rav David. He just say, okay, I cover it up the Gemara. He asked the Gasha, what's the answer? There's a Gemara. Right? I think that's what Rashiva used to do. He used to do it from Rav David. He used to say, in other words, if Taivis shrugs up his pass away from a Beferish or Gemara, which is a plot later, like what in the world is he doing? Like Taivis, okay, so you say there is no real Havamina here. I don't know. It doesn't, you know, we don't like that so much. You know, Taivis is speaking for the reader who doesn't know that there's Bikias. So this, you say there really was no Havamina. And he's just telling it to you. I don't know.
I hear. Right. I mean, theoretically, Tosfos may hold that there's, like Rebbe had mentioned from the previous Tosfos, that there really is a hechrich from the Brisa to learn that there is a chumrah in Rabbi Yishmael over Rabbi Akiva.
But the Gemara is obviously not saying that. So but the question is, why didn't it? Well, there's a beferish of Gemara, and I am saying that this shot is wrong. So obviously, it's a Brisa.
I hear it, but like, I guess the Gemara there doesn't have a source. Could it be that Tosas is saying that the Gemara there is that we have to say the Gemara there holds behechrich that such must be and wouldn't learn from the Brisa to the contrary? Is that what does Rebbe feel about that?
You got a Brisa over there? I think it's a Brisa.
Okay.
So the question is, the Taivis have any, in other words, I guess if you want to say that there is really no Havamina, and Taivis is for the sake of those people that have no Bikias, Taivis is telling this to you. But I don't think we like that so much. So the question is, obviously the structure would be to say that there must be some way that Gemara on that Zion Amud Beis is not such a clear raya. But it says beferish, ein bo ed haziburis, kaidam gaivim min haziburis. Even though you're supposed to pay mina ijis, and the whole price over there is listing, he's supposed to pay mina ijis. But then it says, ein bo ed haziburis, you can pay me as a Buddhist. It sounds pretty befairish. So how could you say...
It's only when both of them have...
What? I'm listening?
Buddhist.
Ain't no he only has a Buddhist. He's supposed to pay Idris. It says befairish in the price of there. He's supposed to pay Idris. What happens if he only has the Buddhist? He pays the Buddhist. So it's beferish that you don't have to go out and buy. So how could David think that you have to go buy? That's a typical
public money. Maybe the price is talking
about everybody
agrees. Well, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Maybe the price is talking about where you don't have any money. So.
Oh, so yeah. Go sell this land. And obviously we're doing it, it could be enough money. That, but the Taivis, I mean, it wasn't enough money necessarily. He didn't say about when you had money. Taivis didn't say only when you had money. You have to go sell your land and go ahead and acquire, or barter, whatever.
The Havamina is that it's your
obligation to go through the tircha. You have to pay ijis. You don't have ijis, get ijis.
Maybe there because the ksubasisha would say don't sell it.
I mean, which shita?
No, the ksubasisha lady, right?
You know, they're talking about all cases. About
right. So we're
talking about the zikin too.
Them, right?
But the kulam, because all of them, everyone. So
right. Now, in that case, the other parties don't want you to sell this
bird. No, that's just the opposite. That's what I'm saying. The kulam, if you don't have, if I get that, no. And then you have to say, obviously, if they tell you we want Tiburis, they can get Tiburis.
They're not taking the karka b'shutfis. They're each taking a chelik of.
Right. So they don't. But so. Or so you just sell the.
They're not. They're no. They're not joint interest. They're just each getting a portion of the karka.
Okay.
So which tana is it?
It doesn't say which tana.
I guess because what I'm wondering is the whole. What does it mean? The Elo Elo Ziburis.
Then Ziburis.
Okay, I'm just saying it sounds, it might not be, at least doesn't seem like it's Rabbi Akiva and maybe even Tanakama. What does it mean, Elo Elo Ziburis? If we're talking about the Nizik Sheminon or the Mazik Sheminon, Elo Elo Ziburis.
You only get the Ziburis.
What does it mean? What, he only has Ziburis?
Okay, but the Gemara is going down and Shemalim come in.
Well, that would be it, right? We need to go further in Tosa, because Tosa is right at this stage, seems to be working with Bishol Olam Shaman. I don't know. I'm okay. Not a little confused.
But that price is seemingly, the Gemara discusses that, whether you have to go through that Cheshman over there.
I mean,
okay, so I don't remember that, but that's the direction I'm thinking. Like, is this so simple that price of
that price says Rabbi Akiva?
But it's Pajaka doesn't read to me. Okay, I mean, the Gemara works it out, but I don't know what it means. Aim level Ziburis. If he only has one level field, so whatever it is, that's his Iddish too. It's not his Ziburis, it's his Iddish.
Okay, I hear. If you learn Shalom, the Shalom and Shalom is good. So the Gemara that's what it's dealing with, I think, over there.
Okay, so I don't know. I'm the one who doesn't have the Bekias. That those is helping out.
Anyway,
I presume it would be healthy to look at that Gemara first, right?
So I would say, without looking at Mark, maybe Pashup Chat, to answer the question, is that Taibis and his Havamina thought that Gemara is Rabbi Akiva. That's what you're saying, Chesky. And Rabbi Shmuel will disagree. He'll be taught to make a machlek and others. That Gemara that says, Ain't no Eda Ziburis. You only have to pay Ziburis. That's Rabbi Akiva. For Rabbi Yishmael will hold that you have to pay, you have to go ahead and sell it and pay more.
But again, I'm a little confused. I'm saying, what is the significance of Ain't no Eda Ziburis? I'm saying, I'm just trying to.
The case there is, you're supposed to pay Ijit. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a certain type of idiot that says show oilam and shamim, and you don't have it. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you're supposed to pay idiots of the nizik, of the nizik, and you don't have it. So all you have is ziburis. So it goes over there and it says that if you're supposed to pay idiots, whether it's and you don't have it, so you're not obligated to go and acquire it. So what I'm saying, maybe that's only, so that's what Tavis quotes to shlug up his Havamina. So I'm saying maybe that's only in Rabbi Akiva, but not in Rabbi Yishmael.
Well, so, I have a very basic thing that I'm not understanding Bichlal. The concept that Bisha'olam hen shaman lechora makes Rabbi Akiva and
Bisha'olam hen shaman is only in Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yishmael.
Oh, okay. So I apologize. Let me, again, if that's only in Rabbi Akiva, then that sounds very, what we just said sounds extremely solid.
In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're supposed to pay the agents of the item. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're supposed to say agents of the nizik. Now, what happens if you don't have that agent? Either that would be true, Ben Rabbi Akiva, Ben Rabbi Yishmael. So Tysus, Havamin over here was in Rabbi Yishmael, you have to go ahead and be Matriach and acquire Idris. It says, Beferish, and that Zion Amid Beis that you don't have to. So Tysus and his Havamin will say that that's Rabbi Akiva. What do you want from me? I'm in Rabbi Yishmael. You're telling me Rabbi Akiva.
For what reason should it be a machlokas to be Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael on that issue?
Okay, thank you very much. I was waiting for someone to ask that. Right. But the problem with that is that logically it has nothing to do with the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. We're not going to make another unrelated machlokas. Is that you can't say such a thing because Rabbi Kina and Ishma are only arguing on one machlekes. When it says ijis, does it mean ijis of the nizik or ijis of the mazik? Okay, that seems to be a very limited machlekes. Why in the world that we should assume that they argue on a completely unrelated machlekes, that what happens if the guy doesn't have ijis, does he have to go on and buy it?
Well, what's Shaman Eobin? What is Shaman Eobin Rabbi Akiva? If it's the Olam Heim Shaman, then what does it mean? It is the Mazik.
Okay, so it's a lot of Dafka. That's what it means. I don't know. We have to.
I don't know, but that itself.
You have to cross out the word the Mazik and put in Show Item.
Okay.
So that the Shamir is right, the Chayra. Right. So what's the answer? You have to figure out that to make that somehow or another these two machlokesim are totally zebizeb. So let's see if we can figure this out. And I happen to think it's very even logical. It's very mistabra.
Does it make?
Yeah, let me just say the point. Yeah, we have two machlokesim. We have Rabbi Akiva says the shomazik Shaminin or Bishal Shalim Shaminin. And Rabbi Yishmael said Bishal Nizik Shaminin, which means Rabbi Akiva says when you pay Meitav, you're supposed to pay the Meitav, let's say, of the Shal item, the Aegis of the Shal item. And Rabbi Yishmael says, no, you're supposed to pay the Aegis of the Nizik. Then we have a case, what happens if you don't have it? So we're saying the Gemara says the Farish according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have it. Listen, you don't have it, you don't have it. You're an itis. I can go buy it. No, you know, we're not gonna bother you to go and have to go and buy it. What about Rabbi Yishmael? So Tavis and his Amin it was. Then in Rabbi Yishmael, you do have to go buy it. Now that sounds like two totally unrelated machlaikasin. Why in the world would we make two unrelated machlaikasin where it doesn't say anywhere? The second machlekes.
Possibly correct stronghold, but the nizik shaminin, so it makes more sense.
What?
I was just wondering, does it make sense because Rav Shmuel says, but a nizik shaminin, so therefore you have to go and find what the nizik has, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva?
Why? What's the difference? Rabbi Akiva said the show item, maybe shaman we're assuming now. So you have to go find what's in the show item. What's the difference? I'm thinking, why are the two machlekes and why should they be connected? So Shamir looks like he's about to say something. No, you don't have to say.
I'm sure Rebbe can say something too. I mean, I don't need to speak.
If you have something to say, well, here.
Oh, I mean, I guess in my mind, Rebbe Akiva's Pashup Shah is a much more basic din of a chiyuv that you have to give mina edis. I mean, you have to give the best. But that din could be that type of din could be understood as a lechila. And therefore, when you don't have, we don't interpret that to be that the Torah is matriach you to go ahead and sell your property to fulfill it. Masha in came when it comes to Rabbi Yishmael. In Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah is saying, you need to give the Nizik the best that the Nizik has. So I'm saying that seems to be that there's a certain as far as additional property to the Nizik, the Torah is machbid that you should give the Nizik it is copy what he has. So to just say the preference, a din being like pegging the chiev on the edis of the nizik is simply speaking, it's not just a preferential treatment as far as how you should pay. That you could say that it's a preference, but if you don't have it, then the Torah is not matriach you. Not just a preference. The Torah is saying you need to be mashlim the edis of the nizik. That's there's some kind of gezeiras a kusav dikachiv to be mashlim the edis.
Okay.
So we have our own. Yeah, can't just say.
I was gonna say that too. So let me say it over. But if you don't mind, I'll try and say it over in a little different word. I think it's the same thing, and I think it's connected to what we said yesterday, and what we said yesterday, a havana. Right, we said, we asked yesterday a question, and then I said it was a silly question, that the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ochel kahusha mishanim shemena. Why should you pay more than you damage? So we ask, so how come in Rabbi Akiva, or we said, when you ending up also paying more than you damage, you damage a non-ziburis, and you're paying an inches. You're paying more, not more in value, but you're paying more in quality. Why should that be? So we said yesterday, and I think it's the pashtus, is that the reason why you have to pay inches is not, you're not substituting the nizik, and the nizik can say, I don't want the thing you're giving me. The shot is, I'm going to have to sell it and get, I'm going to have to sell it to get money to buy what I want. I had something that I wanted. I was very happy with what I had. And now you're giving me something which very likely I don't want. So you have to go ahead and give me ijis of the mazik or shalom or ijis of shalom, so that I can go ahead and be able to sell it, so I can get my especially if you hold the show over. Sure. In other words, the concept is you got to make it easy for me to sell. You got to give me good quality so I can sell. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the purpose of paying ijis is so that I can sell. So the question, when we sort of fumfered yesterday, is that's very nice in Rabbi Akiva. You can sort of hear, if you hold Rabbi Akiva's show item, so for sure it makes perfect sense. You got to give the guy what in the show item is ijis, so that he can sell it to get the best, so he can get money. And if you hold the show mazik, okay, so that it's from my perspective, since we're giving it to you.
It's that which is easy of your property. Meaning,
right. You know, there's we give you're paying what you're doing the best you can do. Typhus says we don't obligate you to go out and buy, so you're giving the best you can do to make it sellable. But what in the world would be the svara to say you have to do the ijis of the nizik, of the nizik. That's right, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you pay the ijis of the nizik. Like, why? Why should you pay the ijis of the nizik? What kind of svara is that? Right? In Rabbi Kiva, you pay the ijis of either show item, so that it's not the most sellable, or you sell that, you give the best that you can give. I can't do better than that. But why should there be a din that you have to give the ijis of the nizik? So the chayra pshat is, we didn't say this yesterday, but the chayra pshat is that in Rabbi Shmuel, the purpose of ijis is not so that you can sell it. Because if the purpose of ijis is that you could sell it, so then it shouldn't be contingent on the ijis of the nizik. If the board is a nizik's going to go out and take this and sell it, so why does it make a difference if it's the ijis of the nizik or the ziburis of the nizik? The nizik is selling it. He's not selling it to himself. He's selling it to other people. Other people don't care what's the ijis of the nizik. Doesn't make it any easier or harder for him to sell if it's the ijis of the nizik. So the chayra, or at least the pashtus would be, I'm not nervous, 100 mokro. But the reason why you have to pay the ijis of the nizik is because, maybe the nizik won't want to sell, and you're giving him a substitution. Now there's a Torah saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, we're assuming the nizik doesn't want what you're giving him. He's going to sell it. You got to give him ijis so that he can sell it. And you got to give him ijis, except, so you got to give this either the show item ijis or the best ijis that you got. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah, there's another din here. You have to give him ijis to make him happy, not so that he can sell it. Ijis and nizik has nothing to do with selling. So Pashav Shat, it's like about it, the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, is a major machlekes. You know, if you're those who there has some Rabbi Meltzer, you know words. My father would quote from Rabbi Yosha Bear. It's a machlekes, and there was an expression he used to use when it's like a shas machlekes, but he said it in German. No one, you don't know.
No.
Okay. My gosh, he would say.
I thought maybe it's replaceability. Not. You're saying make him happy. Maybe according to Rabbi Shaul, the Peshat is he just want to replace what he had.
Okay, but
Rabbi, can we offer? Support? Can we offer support for this? Meaning, Tosis says he doesn't have to go out and buy it, right? Why didn't Tosis just say he should give him cash? If the goal is to make it easy for him to sell because you have the money, he should just give him the cash. Why should he go and buy extra stuff? But if the goal is to replace it, then it makes sense. He has to say he doesn't have to go out and buy it.
I don't know.
Sounds tricky because simply speaking, the Torah says give him like the best of his fields to say, well, you know, money's just as good as the best of his field. And we say shove.
But to say that he should go out and buy the best.
You don't say
we're gonna lose the trend of thought.
Why does he have to buy idiots of the Nizek? Why not just buy the same thing that he damaged?
No, because maybe you could say as far as this, and you're giving me something different than what I had. I had a particular piece of land. I like that. So just because I like that, you know, Zipuris doesn't mean I'm going to like a different Zipuris. So you want to go ahead and appease me. You give me, you know, by giving me my something that equal to my edges that makes me happy, that's an appeasement. Especially, you know, you're giving me the best that I have. So you're that's in a form of appeasement. You know, there's to go ahead. I didn't say. Someone else said that a replacement. I think I said. I don't remember what I said anymore, but I think I said to make you want to appease the person. So you go in his standard. And listen, this is what you consider. Different people have different standards, right? When I consider fancy, you consider not fancy. So you're appeasing me by giving me something that I consider fancy. Woo, good quality, this is the best. Somebody else will say, hey, this is someone who grows up in a fancier neighborhood. Oh, this is a piece of junk. So the Nizek Shaminen is you want to appease the Nizek, you have to give him the quality that he's matched. You can't give him the same quality that he's damaged because who says he wants, he might not want that thing. So you can't say I'm replacing because you're not giving me a replica, but you're appeasing. So appeasement, you have to give me what I'm machshiv. So what comes out, let's just finish the answering of the question. So we're saying like this, that in the parshiv shat, it's very nice to answering. Again, what was our question? Our question is, why did David and his Havamina think that it's totally on the machlekes from Yekiva and Rabbi Yishmael whether or not you have to go ahead and go out to buy? Teretz is that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel and the Pashas have different Havanas in the logic of the Dindas Ijas. So it might follow based on their different logics whether you're obligated to buy. According to Rabbi Akiva, the purpose of Ijas is it's just to make it easier the Torah wants to make it easier on the Nizek that he can make it easier for him to sell, to sell it so he can get other property. Okay. And then the Chatzchila, you should try and you're obligated to make it as easy as he can on it. But we're not saying it's not a good payment. It's not a chisar in the payment. The payment is all, you're really yaitzeh the payment by giving him shavei kesef equal to what the damage was. That's yaitzeh the payment. Torah says, try and make it easy on him that he can sell it. Okay, so you give him whatever the easiest that you have to make it easy. If you don't have, so what can I do? But according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's like this is like part of the payment. It's just like you have to pay the right amount. You can't say, well, what if you don't have a change? right? What if I owe him $50? I only have 20. So you say, well, I'm sorry, I can only give you $40. I don't have change of a 20. You know, you're obligated to give me $50. You can't say, well, listen, but well, I have to go to the bank to break my 20. It's too much work, so I want to give you 40. If you're obligated to give me 50, you got to give me 50. So if part of the tashlumim of hezek is not just to pay me back the value, but it's also to pay me ijus. That's part of the, you have to give me something that I'm value, that's part of payment. That's called paying me. So you got to do that. You got to give it to me. I demand it. Otherwise you didn't pay me. You didn't give me something that makes me happy. You didn't give me a valid payment in my mind, because you know I don't value that as a payment. I'm not machshav it as a payment. So it could be that it's not so crazy to hear that in Rabbi Yishmael, and this would be, if we get, right? In other words, if we go further, at least in the Havamina, we answer Binyamin Pesach's question. Then it comes out that in Taibis' Havamina, really, right, Rabbi Yishmael is more machmer, because Rabbi Yishmael is being more machmer in this case. In other words, well, which we were talking about when we said, in other words, Rabbi, in the concept that there's this extra requirement, there's an extra chiyuv that you have to, besides the fact that there's a chiyuv that you have to make me happy. There's another chiyuv, another layer of chiyuv that Rabbi Yishmael has, Rabbi Akiva doesn't have. Right? That's what I would like to try and say. Comes along Taisus, let's go figure out through the cheshbon. Comes along Taisus and says, no. Is that the Gemara and Vav on the days, Zayin of the days, is going according to everybody. And therefore, even in Rabbi Yishmael, you don't have to pay more than you don't have to go out and buy it.
What's that? What? I mean, you had the parish of Gemara Dav Zion. Again, the question was, but he knew the Gemara Dav Zion.
No, but the Gemara Dav Zion doesn't say Beferish, and it's in everybody. So I'm saying, where's like this? Taibis and Havamina was ready to say a possibility. I'm sorry if I moved the camera. I hope it's okay. Taibis and Havamina was ready to say a possibility that it's only that Gemara is only Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Mizbaskani is saying, no, the Stam of the Gemara, it's in everybody. What Shamir asked, that it's not, why did Taibis and Zahamin and one of Sumit and Rabbi Akiva? Kuva, because of the Mashmos, Rabbi Akiva sounds like he's being megal. So we would say, let's make an Okimta. So he's like saying, the Gemara should have made an Okimta to assume that that's only Rabbi Akiva. But Shamir has a very good kasha, but if it doesn't make any sense in Svara to make a double machlekes, you can't say such a thing. So we're explaining that there was a vow in Havamina that you could hear the two machlekes in Ratzolis Abizah. Comes along Davis and says, then no, that Gemara is going even in Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore it's still not true in Rabbi Yishmael. So now comes a million-dollar shaita. I think this is beautiful. When Taibis and his maskana comes along and says that, listen, you're wrong. The Gemara on Daf Vav Zayin of the days is even in Rabbi Yishmael. So even in Rabbi Yishmael, you don't have to go out and acquire it. Is Taibis dropping everything he held in his Havamina? Meaning, we're saying that Taibis and his Havamina held that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva have two different hashkafas in why you're paying meitav. According to Rabbi Akiva, the purpose of meitav is so that you can easier to sell. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the purpose of meitav is so that you should make the nizik happy. That's how David says Habin understood it. And therefore, he understood that there will be an afkamina between them, whether you have to go out and buy metav. So in David's maskana, it says, no, the Gemara and Dav Zayin is going in both. So it's David's meaning to say, and therefore I made a mistake, and we'll say there, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, both of them, the din metav is for the same source. Or no, he's still sticking with the Havana, that they have different Havanas in the din metav. Because you still have to say that why does Rabbi Yishmael say you have to pay metav of the nizik? What's that is metav of the nizik? It has nothing to do with that. Doesn't not going to help you sell. So even Tavis in the switch between, you know, this is a question. I'm just presenting a shayla. Are we going to say that Tavis and his Havamina had a one Havana in the machlokes and the maskana, he's dropping that Havana? Or we're going to say the maskana retains the same Havana in the machlokes. He grants that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are arguing in what the Havana of the din metav is. He's just saying that machlokes does not cause a nafkamina whether you're obligated to go by. Because even though Rabbi Shmuel has a different Havana and why you need metav, for that, you're not obligated to go by for that purpose.
Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're missing, you're lacking in the fixing of the Avera that you're to the Matan Nizek.
Proving from the Gemara and Dav Zayin that it's only a lachatchila. You can, but you're not obligated to kill yourself for it. It's like a lachatchila digadin.
It's a misakin and vera that's going to be existing in the world now.
You're b'dieven misakin without it. You know, there's this din that you have to try and appease him by giving him ijis. It's only in a chatzira if you can, but if you can't, you can't. What would be the beauty of saying this? Because now I think we can answer Binyamin Pesach's question. Because it comes out that even at the end of the day, there's no necessarily halachic chumra in Rabbi Yishmael, but there's a lumdisha chumra. Rabbi Yishmael is saying that the din meitiv is teaching you a whole new concept. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no new concept. It's all you only have to pay the person for the damage that he did, the financial damage. That's it. Torah goes ahead and wants metav to make it easier because Shavah Kesef is Kekesef. How is Shavah Kesef Kekesef? Because you can sell it. So the Torah wants to make it easier that you can sell it. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah there's an added ingredient. The Torah is not only mechayev of you to pay the financial damage. The Torah is obligating you to give him also a payment in the zik of ijis. There's like a double chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to give him financial, the shavyas, and you have a chiyuv to give him ijis. If you have the chatzila chiyuv to give him ijis. So there's in Lomdis, there's another chiyuv in Rabbi Yishmael that you don't have in Rabbi Akiva. So it's not so bad that Rabbi Akiva is saying lo ba because of Eva. You're It's interesting. He doesn't say whether it's Ijis and Nizik or Ijis and Masik. He's saying your new din. You're making up a new din, Rabbi Yishmael, a new concept. You're saying that there's a new chiyuv here. The Torah is not making a new chiyuv. Now, it could be that there's no nafkamina in that new chiyuv. Could be that at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva is even more machmer. But in Lomdis, it's like Rabbi Yishmael is more machmer. Rabbi Yishmael is creating a new mitzvah. It's like an extra chiyuv on you. You have a chiyuv to compensate the person for the value that he lost. And you have a chiyuv to be marred to him to compensate him for the ijis. So there's like another, it's another chiyuv. If you have, so in lumdus, Rabbi Yishmael is more machmer. It's not so it's not so terrible the lobar kasev. That's what I know. Now,
doesn't need my eskama, but I like it.
All right. Anyway, but let me try. And, what?
I was going to say surprise.
I can't hear you. What?
I said it doesn't need my eskama, but I like it.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rabbi Mel.
It doesn't need my haskama, but I like it.
Yes, we heard. Thank you. Yeah, Rabbi Meltzer, I'm sorry to hear you.
Again, what's going on? How are you changing the svara in Rabbi Yishmael again? You're changing the svara like completely?
I'm saying that at the end of the day, if I remember in my Yiddish, it will be so much better. But we're saying that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael have a basic machlekes in hashkafa in why the Torah said you should pay idjus. According to Rabbi Akiva,
that was the Havamina.
And so we're saying that stays even in the Maskana. Even Maskana, we think that point stays in heaven. Right. According to Rabbi Akiva, the purpose of Aegis is just to make Shavik Kesef to Kesef. It's to help the Shavik Kesef to Kesef, to make it more sellable. So there's only one Chiyav on you. Your Chiyav is to give him charges. You damage his property. His property was worth $50. You cost him $50 worth of damage. Therefore, you have to reimburse him $50 worth of tashlumim. That is one chiyuv. Torah says, and listen, the way to give him $50 is to make it idjus, to make it easier for him to get the shavik kasef kikasef. Okay, but it's all within the same. It's within that one chiyuv that you have to compensate him for his financial loss. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah is saying that there's another besides, and as theoretically, according to Rabbi Yishmael, let's say a person had itches, and he went ahead and instead he gave the guy ziburis. He lied. He went ahead and he didn't tell the person he had itches. He gave him ziburis. He made believe he only had itches, ziburis, and he gave him ziburis. So according to Rabbi Akiva, listen, basically I owe you money. I gave you the shavyas. Okay, I was supposed to give you the shavyas, it's easier to sell. So I gave you the shavyas, it's harder to sell. Okay, listen, I was yaitzim my chiyuv. I wasn't a nice person. I didn't do the way I was supposed to. But in Rabbi Yishmael, there's like another chiyuv on you. You had a chiyuv to give him idjus. There's a new, and you had a chiyuv to make
that's the Havamina.
So I'm claiming the Maskana also agrees to that. That's what I'm trying to claim, that the Maskana never fell off of that Havamina, except they just fell, they agree that you don't have to go to the store to go buy it.
Why don't you have to sell?
Okay, because you don't have to, you're an Inus. You don't have it, you're an Inus. And Adam and I can go travel, that's in the gather of it. There's a certain shear, like you don't have to go.
But make me happy. Okay. Well, does make me happy?
So there's a shear. If you don't have to go travel to find the minion, you know, get a certain shear. So there's a shear tircha, how much the Torah is mechayev you. So that your chiyuv is to make the guy happy, but that's only if you can do it without a big tircha. If it's going to be a tremendous tircha, we're not mechayev of you. But the chiyuv of idjus, when you have idjus, is a chiyuv of making him happy. So it's a whole different mechayev according to Yishmael than Yakiva, which is very logical, because why else would the Torah say idjus of the nizik? So then Rabbi Akiva's lashon of lo bo ela is he saying, listen, you're making up an extra concept here. Conceptually, you have a new concept. It's not practical, but it's conceptual. In conceptual, you're having the Torah is coming with a new din. The Torah is adding with the pasuk of Aegis, the Torah is adding a new conceptual din that I never had before, that besides giving him financial, substitution for his damage, You also have to go ahead and give him something else if you have it to make him happy. You have to give him gifts. You have to flatter him. You have to appease him. There's some kind of chiyuv of appeasement. So Rabbi Akiva says, "Lo ba'kos avela." The Torah didn't require this added requirement of appeasement. Don't make up a new that there's two separate requirements. You have to give him financially his loss, and you have to make him happy. So that fits into the low bar kosher. So it's very nice that the same, even in Tavis's maskana, if he retains his havamina and the basic lumdis, that there's a double, that the machloikis is in lumdis of what the philosophy someone else, can we have to find out? What? Oh, so you know.
Yeah.
Why do you say you don't know? How do you say it?
No.
What?
It's a German word, actually. Weltanschauung. Oh, Weltanschauung. Okay. That's okay.
I can't do it, but that's what my father used to always say over all
time. Weltanschauung.
A world outlook. It's a different world outlook. They have two. Apparently, Rabbi Yoshevir used to like that word. That was, my father used to always use quote, that the machlokes is, what is the hashkafas of the Torah, the Welt? I say,
Anshang. I'm sorry, that's the way it is.
Okay, Anshang, okay. That's it, that sounds right. The Welt part I remember. So in other words, it's a machlokes in world outlook. What is the purpose of Aegis? I think it's very nice. So Taivis and Havamina thought that brought about a double machlaikas. Taivis maskan is that the Gemara knows that the Brisa on Daf Zayin is according to everybody, and therefore there can't be a double machlaikas. But in Havana, there's still a double machlaikas in Svara. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva is saying to Rishmael, don't make an extra, don't make a double tashlumim. Okay.
This would come out then, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be better to give him cash, and according to Shmuel, it would be better to give him idias.
I don't know. Cash might be the ultimate idias.
We have a pasuk of Yashiv L'Rava Shava Kesev, so I'm saying
cash is considered the ultimate idias by definition. I think that's what.
How do we understand why Tosh says he doesn't have to go out and buy idias?
Because he's not, according to Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel.
That's talking about Rabbi Shmuel, right?
Yes, so I'm saying because the Torah did not obligate you to do that.
But if he can, obviously he has money. If he's going to go and buy it, he has the money.
Not necessarily has to go. He doesn't have to trade it.
You have to trade it.
He can do barter.
Barter.
He doesn't have to buy him. He just have to sell and then buy. Whatever. Either way.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Let's go no further into ISIS. But are we okay? Most people here are being very quiet. They're being too. I get nervous when everyone's on mute. I get nervous. Are we okay?
We know how to unmute, Rabbi.
What?
We know how to unmute.
I know, but I don't want if they're being too quiet. Aaron Hertzberg, you're being too quiet. I don't know if you're there even. Maybe you're not. You're just.
I'm here.
Okay. They pick up, your name and then you can disappear. It's a mechaya, it's what the people do I had one of my kids and was taking a college online course and they were coming late to a course. This is years ago. So they asked me, you must go online for me. Because the teacher has to see that I'm there. This is before they had Zoom. So you talk by typing in. So I went online it was one of my kids. So I figured, I should participate too. So I started asking all these good questions. The teacher said, "Woo, you're amazing questions." So then my daughter comes home, "What'd you do? I never ask questions." The teacher's gonna know something's wrong. Okay.
Rebbe, can I ask Rebbe, I don't want to go all the way back. I think I followed everything. Can Rebbe just explain again the the question of why these two machlokes in are seem to be unconnected?
Yeah, because if you learn that they don't argue in their Velt outlook, right, in what the Svara Meitav is. So then if Rabbi Akiva says you don't have, the Torah didn't obligate you to go buy, so Rabbi Shmuel should also say the Torah didn't obligate you to buy. Why should you be obligated to be matriach more in Rabbi Shmuel than Rabbi Akiva? If the purpose of Meitav is to serve the same purpose, then just to say, argue that some small machlek is what type of Meitav. You know, he says you have to guy him. They both agree you're doing it for the same purpose. One says, in order to appease him, you have to give him chocolate ice cream. The other one says, if you want to appease him, you have to give him vanilla ice cream. But there's no reason why they should argue whether you have to, you know, that's the whole machlekes. But why should they disagree that one says you have to travel a million miles to get it, and the other guy says if your store is closed, you don't have to travel? I mean, there's no reason to argue on such a thing. It's not connected. If it's the same, Kol Zman, that the reason for the Meitav is the same, then there's no reason why they should disagree whether you're obligated to travel. Once you make the reason for Meitav different, so then it makes sense that you have to track, because my reason of Meitav is more pressing than yours, maybe. I mean, it's possible. It's not Mukhruch. And that's why we said that could be the switch between the Havi and the Maskana. It could be that your reason of Meitav is not more pressing than mine. But if it's different reasons, it could be one's more pressing than the other. It's possible. So if you're saying it's different reasons, they're totally different reasons. In other words, you're getting ice cream for because you're hungry, and I'm getting ice cream because I have a mosquito bite and I need to put ice on the mosquito bite. So it isn't. So once more, theoretically, it's possible that one's more pressing than the other. So for one, you have to travel, and one, you don't. It's possible that they're not more pressing. It's possible the mosquito bite's not so important and the eating is not so important. But the moment you say you're doing it for two different reasons, then it's possible to say one's more pressing than the other, and then you can have a nafkamina between the two. But if they're doing it for the exact same reason, then you can't say one's more pressing, then why would there be a nafkamina? So we're saying Tavis and his havamina felt that the lashoner of Akiva of the book of Edas, mashka the Akiva is being mako. Therefore, we should assume that and Pashas Meiko means Meiko even in Afkamina and Amaisa, not like we said. Therefore, David said, let's assume that there's this halachic Afkamina between them. It's illogical, it's not illogical, because since there are different svaras, you have different philosophies why you're paying Meitav. So it could be different philosophies why you're paying Meitav results in different results and how much charity you have to do. Taiva's answer, no, the Gemara knows that the Braisa on Daf Zayin is clear, is speaking in everybody, and therefore, even though they have different reasons, there's no nafkamina at this point. So it's not mukhluk the nafkamina, because they have different philosophies, it has to result into a nafkamina. That's like, I want ice cube to put in my soda, and you want ice cube to put on your bee bite. But it could be that they both of them, the first story doesn't have, you don't travel to the next door because it's not so pressing. There's no nafkamina between the two reasons. It's possible. It's possible there is a nafkamina. It's possible that for one, you would travel more and one, you would travel less. It's possible that you would travel the same for both. So Kozman that Tysus, when we thought that they're the same reason, and there's no, then for sure, you know, it's like, you know, then there's no, it's not logical to be a nafkamina. But when we have that they're doing it for two different reasons, then it's possible for there to be a nafkamina, but it's not mukhruch. Taiva's answer is that Gemara knows there is no nafkamina, but he's still retaining that there are two different reasons. And that's what you're trying to say.
Rebbe seems to be understanding that Tosos is understanding that the Gemara holds that the Braisa there has to also be Rabbi Shmuel. Then Tosos doesn't need to then go and say, well, the Einlo, I mean, reading it tells a little bit more mashma, as if like we're seeing a svara from there, not that we're seeing that Bryce is true even in Rabbi Shmuel. No.
Okay, I don't know, but I can't tell you. I don't know.
Okay, I mean,
generally without the raya, you don't
that,
have to
that kills us, but just as far as like the structure of the raya, it seems to be that we see a principle from that braisa. So we're saying we'll post.
But I'm saying Tavis and the Havamina obviously knew that braisa. And Tavis has resolved it by saying that's Rabbi Akiva and I'm Rabbi Shmuel. So how is Tavis in his end switching? So okay.
I guess, right. That's what I mean. I would have understood the switch more that once we see the braisa holds to such a principle, and we don't find any that principle is shayach in Rabbi Shmuel. We don't find Rabbi Shmuel arguing that principle. Gemara holds that such a steam is not matin.
Okay, I hear. All right, I'm gonna have to end because I have to go to this program.
Rebbe, for the record, mix is much better than either chocolate alone or vanilla alone. Mix is the best.
Okay.
What's the share on tomorrow? What's the share with tomorrow?
What?